And since we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll sing one of my favorite songs about Lord Chaitanya. And although 90% of our bhajans are in Bengali, especially if it's about Lord Chaitanya, it has to be in Bengali. But this song is in, not even in Hindi, it's in pure Brij Bhasha. But the part that, the refrain, the part that comes again and again, is very easy to learn. Otherwise you can look on your device. In my book it's Sundara Lala, some books it's also Sundara Bala, anyway, same meaning is there.
Sundara Lala, Tashiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Mein. Sundara Lala, Tashiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Mein. Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alaka Shobe Kapolana Me. Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alaka Shobe Kapolana Me. Balle Me. Shire Chuda Darshani Radhe Panpula Mala Tiye Parnole. Shire Chuda Darshani Radhe Panpula Mala Tiye Parnole. Airna Pita Patamala Chome Nupura Rujulu Charananda Me. Paira Pita Patamara Chobe Nukura Runo Junu Charananda. Mala Sunera Lala Satiru Lala Nachata Srihari Kirtana Me. Mala Sundara Lala Tashiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Mein. Radha Krishna Ekatanu Hai Nirvana Maje Pandiv Jale. Radha Krishna Ekatanu Hai Nirvana Maje Pandiv Jale. Vishwa Rupa Ki Prabhu Ji Sahi Avata Prakatai Nadiya Mein. Vishwa Rupa Ki Prabhu Ji Sahi Avata Prakatai Nadiya. Bolo Sundara Lala Tashiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Mein. Bolo Sundara Lala Tashiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Mein. कोई गलत है हरि गुनागार। मृदंग ताल मधुर रसाल बजात है कोई अंगन में, मृदंग ताल मधुर रसाल बजात है कोई अंगन। बोल सुने लाला सती गुलाला आरत सी हरि कीर्तन हरि कीर्तन में। बोलो नाच सी हरि कीर्तन में, बोलो नाच सी हरि कीर्तन में। बोलो श्री सचिनंदन गौर हरि बोल।
सुंदर लाला सची दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में। सो आई थिंक एवरीबडी नोज द मीनिंग ऑफ सुंदर बाय नाउ। सुंदर मीन्स ब्यूटिफुल, जस्ट लाइक आवर डीडीज और राधा श्याम सुंदर। But 500 years ago, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he was not, although he was Shyamsundar, he was not Shyamsundar. He was? Gaurasundar. Sundar Lala. And in Brij Bhasha, Lala means little boy. We want to call a little boy, we say, oh Lala, come here Lala, aja Lala. If we want to call a little girl, we say, oh Lali, aja Lali. So he's a very beautiful little boy. And whose little boy? Sachi Dulala. He was the little boy of Sachi Devi. The Sundar Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata. He was always dancing. Nachata, where was he dancing? In the disco dance club? In the Hotel Hilton? Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan. He was always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the most recommended process for obtaining Krishna prema. Chanting the holy name very loudly, very enthusiastically. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 1, The Spiritual Masters, beginning with text number 92. So there's lots and lots of verses here, some with no purport, some with tiny purport. So we'll just read the verse and translation. Taramaji Mukshavancha Kaitava Pradhana Jahaite Ya haite Krishna bhakti haya antardana. The foremost process of cheating is to desire to achieve liberation by merging into the Supreme. For this causes the permanent disappearance of loving service to Krishna. This is like the previous verse we were discussing, this Kaitava Dharma, cheating process. So here it says, Taramadi, in all the cheating processes, the foremost process is to desire to achieve liberation. Just like in the beginning of Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami, he put that that liberation and material enjoyment, bhukti mukti spriha, vartha something. Since COVID, I forget things easily. Really, Bhartate, that there are two witches that are haunting the heart. That is mukti and bhukti. Mukti, of course, means liberation. And bhukti means, of course, material enjoyment. Comes the word bhoga, bhukti. So, one day, Balabhacharya, he came to visit Rupa Goswami, and he saw that he was writing some book, and Jiva Goswami was there assisting him in editing this book. And he said, "What have you written?" And he read the verse to Balabhacharya. He said, "What are you doing? Mukti is glorified throughout the holy stream at Bhagavatam. How can you call Mukti a witch? This is very wrong." And he criticized so many different things. And Jiva Goswami was thinking, who's Rupa Goswami? He knows more than anything about the process of devotional service. He's the king. Who is this guy to tell him what he's writing is wrong? But Rupa Goswami, out of respect, since he was an elderly Vaishnava, he just sat peacefully and listened to his criticisms. Because he was just criticizing out of the... this is a constructive criticism. Sometimes we criticize just to put people down. But Balabhacharya, he was thinking, Rupa Goswami, he's a young fellow, that I should assist him. So then, Balabhacharya went to take his bath, and Jiva Goswami followed him down to the Jamuna. And then he started arguing with him, that why you have criticized? He doesn't say that bhukti and mukti are witches. He says, bhukti mukti spriha vridaya yari varchate. Spriha. We know spriha means desire. He says, it's the desire for mukti that is a wish. Not mukti is a wish. He says, mukti, mukti, spriha. That this is the desire for liberation. And he refuted all of Balabhacharya's arguments. He was totally astonished. And he went back to Rupa Goswami. He says, I don't know who this fellow is that was sitting with you. But he, everything you've written is perfect. You just forget about whatever I said. So here, the foremost taramadi moksha vancha kaitava pradhan. Pradhan means the chief. This is the chief to desire to merge into the Supreme. Because without the mercy of the pure devotee, one will never understand pure devotional service. It has to be revealed from the heart of the pure devotee. Because if we try the process, one process is descending, which we follow, hearing from authorities, another is ascending, try to speculate and understand ourselves. So if we try to speculate about the absolute truth, we try to climb to the peak of the truth, we'll simply slip on the ice and fall into the deep dark hole of mukti, impersonal liberation. That's as high as we can get by our own speculation, by seeing everything in this world as like neti neti, not this, not that. We come to a negative understanding. So that's as far as we can get by our own speculation. But when we hear from the authorities, then we can understand that beyond that, actually liberation begins from serving the Supreme Lord. We understand that, yes, we're not part of this material world, we're Brahma. Just like their mantra is Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This material world is mithya, false. Just like we know the word myth, it is a false thing. But it is not false, it is temporary. Because it's one of the energies of the Lord. So this is insult to the Lord. Just like if we see some beautiful painting and we say, oh, this painting is false. That's an insult to the painter. It may not be, we see beautiful trees and lake and everything, it may be all false, but it is very beautiful. It is a painting. So this material world, we cannot say it is mithya, that is, Krishna has created it. He's the source of everything. So it's one of his creations. So we're insulting Krishna. Oh, you made a useless thing. But we see, just like recently we went to Srinagar in Kashmir, and we saw, so they call it the paradise on earth. And even Prabhupada mentions it, a purport somewhere, that they say that Kashmir is the paradise on this earth. So it's very beautiful, but it is temporary. Although we become enamored of everything in this material world, eventually it has no staying power. Just like Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, that which is temporary has, that which is material has no duration, and that which is spiritual has no cessation. So the material world, although it is not false, but our identification with it is false. I'm sitting inside this body, and I'm identifying that I am the body. That when the body dies, then everything is finished. Just like this big Professor Katovsky in Russia, he told Swamiji, when body is finished, everything is finished. He's a big, big professor, but he doesn't know anything about spiritual life. Even the first kindergarten of spiritual life, big, big professor. Swamiji, when this body is finished, everything is finished. But just like when our car breaks down, it's not that we're finished. The car is finished. We have to call the pickup truck to tow it away, and we get a new car. The same way, when this body is no longer able to work for some reason or another, then we leave this body and take another body. So it is not false, it is actual. We're experiencing. We're experiencing this body, we're experiencing this world, but it is temporary. We were just thinking that sometimes we're in a nice position and we think, oh, this nice position will go on forever, and somehow or other it completely changes, becomes terrible condition. Just like there was a nice video on Dandavats the other day. They interviewed some devotees in Ukraine, and they were just saying how beautiful Ukraine is, how beautiful their city was. And all of a sudden, bombs started going off everywhere. They were right on the front line where the invasion started. And they couldn't believe it. They think, no, it sounds like bombs, but it can't be war. Everybody's worried that war will start. But I didn't believe it, Then suddenly, bloom, right next to them, the building next to them blew up. And everything changed from, we had such a nice Namahata programs and all this. Everything just changed in 2 seconds. Then we had to group together and help each other to survive. We learned how to cooperate together. Krishna, he said, we learned how to really chant our rounds. So we think, oh, now I'm in a nice position, this will go on, and somehow or other it ends. Very surprisingly. Just like we saw just now in Pakistan. Completely flooded. You saw the pictures. More than 1 million people displaced. One day you had a nice house, and next day it's all water. Everything in this world is temporary. So the false thing is that we identify that, yes, I am this body, and all these material things are mine. But the material world itself is not false. So, actually, Prahlad Maharaj prays in line with this verse that, my dear Lord, if after liberation I have no chance to chant and hear your wonderful pastimes and see your beautiful form, then I do not want to know what is liberation. I just want to remain always as your eternal servant. This is the eternal identity, that we're the servant of Krishna. We're not this body. We're this tiny spiritual spark that is servant of Krishna. So when we annihilate everything, oh, everything is one. It's like my friends and I, we used to sit in the mountains in Boulder, Colorado, and we take certain intoxications, and we'd all speculate at the speed of mind. It is all one. That's as far as we get. And I was so shocked the first time I met the devotees that I told, the first devotee I met was Bhavananda. I told Bhavananda they'd come there to start a temple. There wasn't even a temple there. They just came to start a temple. And I said, but Bhavananda, isn't it all one? Aren't we all God? Aren't we all God? That was our conclusion. We would get intoxicated and think, we've come to that conclusion. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. Somehow we forgot it. We'd asked ourselves that question, but actually Bhavananda, he asked me the same question. He said, oh, you are God, and how you have forgotten. He was very dramatic. He was a very dramatic fellow. He was a filmmaker, you know. You are God, oh, and how you have forgotten. And we used to ask that thing ourselves. And I said, yeah, right. Because even in, you know, I went to Catholic school, and they used to have one class, catechism. And the first thing in the first grade, the first thing we learned was, God knows everything. God knows everything. And he forgot himself. So these first grade kindergartners in the catechism class, they're greater than these Mayavadis. They're greater than these Mayavadis. God knows everything, but he forgot himself. So there's no hope of devotional service. So let's continue here. The desire to merge into the impersonal Brahman is the subtlest type of atheism. As soon as atheism disguised in the dress of liberation is encouraged, one becomes completely unable to traverse the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if I think that I'm God, then there's no question of serving somebody else. Therefore, Prabhupada taught us how to call each other Prabhu, Master, because we should always think of ourselves as servant. So as soon as you think, yes, I'm God, then there's no question of loving devotional service. Completely, here it says, completely disappears. Wind blew, okay. Prashabdena moksha bisandir api nirasta iti. This is a very short little verse. The prefix pra in the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam indicates that the desire for liberation is completely rejected. This is an annotation by Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna bhaktir badaka yata suba suba karma seha eka jivera agyana tamo dharma. All kinds of activities, both auspicious and inauspicious, that are detrimental to the discharge of transcendental loving service to Lord Sri Krishna, are actions of the darkness of ignorance. All activities, auspicious and inauspicious. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Subha Subha, you have to get free from both the auspicious and inauspicious. It was like I was in LA one time, Prabhupada was giving lecture. He said, in this material world, we're saying this is good and this is bad. He said, but it is all bad. There's no question of good. He says, it's like the caravan was going in the desert. So we know desert, very dry place, very hot place. So the camels were passing stool. So because it's very dry and hot, the top part of the stool in the sun, it would dry out. Whereas the bottom part that was still in the shade underneath, it was sticky. So Prabhupada says, somebody said, oh, the top part is better. Prabhupada said, but he's talking about stool. Prabhupada said it like that. He's talking about stool. What's the question of good stool, bad stool? Huh? Auspicious activities, just like we've been hearing all about the our friendly Brahmins who were performing yagyas to go to the heaven. All these so-called auspicious, heaven means, auspicious activities means we have to come back and enjoy the result. And inauspicious activities means we have to come back and suffer the result. But both of the results are material. Even if we go to the heavenly planets where everything is very nice, still we're always reading. Even though it was very nice there, still sometimes the demons become powerful and we're always reading about the demons and the rakshasas fighting each other. There's even problems there. And ultimately, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita you rise up to that platform, when all of a sudden you put your ATM card in the machine, it says, balance zero. Beep, 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 beep. So one day you wake up and go in the heavenly planets and your balance has run out. You come back down. This is the Ferris wheel of auspicious activities. Activities, you go up, and then when they run out, you come down. But we want a permanence of this desire for a permanent situation. Nobody wants to die. It's like now we're getting on in the ages, so we know now any time and death can come. So we're faced with that. We don't like that idea that I have an end. Because our natural position is eternal. We want to remain permanently because our natural position is permanent. So either of these positions, going to hell or to heaven, it is all stool. We want to go back to the Krishna Loka and dance with Krishna. It's like Prabhupada was giving one class in LA, I remember. He said, we think that we are very advanced. We have rocket ships and supposedly we have gone to the moon. But even if you go to the moon, first of all, you cannot live there. It's a different atmosphere. You need a body that's suited for that atmosphere. Probably give them some doubt. All right, even if they go to the moon, they cannot stay there, live there. Even if somehow or other, just like now they're preparing to their idea, they're going to go investigate how they can set up a colony on the moon. And every time Krishna keeps... Now they had some leak, and now there's some tropical storm, they can't do their launch. Even if you make some arrangement to stay there, it's not that you will get eternal life there. Even if you go to the moon, it's more dangerous, because there's no atmosphere like here. We actually don't know, but there's a huge pressure on us. If that pressure is not there, then our blood will boil and will just explode. So if that happens, that's why you have to have a spacesuit. They have all these big, they spend millions of dollars in these spacesuits to live on the moon or go to outer space. But if you get just somehow or other little something, just like so much space junk out there, something hits your suit and there's a hole in it, the air will run out, your blood will boil and you'll explode. So it's more dangerous. So first of all, you can't go there. Even if you can go there, probably gave them some dowry, even if you can go there, you cannot stay there. Even if you make some arrangement to stay there, you will not get eternal life there. But our process, and you spend billions and billions of dollars to do all this, but our process is very simple and very inexpensive. You just chant Hare Krishna, you take Krishna Prasad, and we'll go beyond the sun, the moon, and all these planets, go back to the spiritual sky and dance with Krishna. This is our space program. So you should vote for us, because we won't waste billions of dollars to bring back some rocks and nobody knows where the rocks are. They lost their rocks. The poetical comparison of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to the sun and moon is very significant. The living entities are spiritual sparks, and their constitutional position is to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord in full Krishna consciousness. So-called pious activities and other ritualistic performances, pious or impious, as well as the desire to escape from material existence, are all considered to be coverings of these spiritual sparks. The living entities must get free from these superfluous coverings and fully engage in Krishna consciousness. The purpose of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is to dispel the darkness of the soul. Before their appearance, all these superfluous activities of the living entities were covering Krishna consciousness. But after the appearance of these two brothers, people's hearts are becoming cleansed and they again become situated in the real position of Krishna consciousness. So this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. This is the mission of Prabhupada. We recite every day, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, but Desa Tarani. We want to free everyone from this voidism and impersonalism. So Prabhupada, just in all his books, he hammers again and again in this point. And we sometimes wonder why he's again and again and again. But just to give you all the necessary arguments from the scripture. Because if you actually meet a real Mayavadi, most are just phony Mayavadis. They're just. But if you meet a real Mayavadi, like sometimes in Kumbh Mela, we meet these guys. And we know a few little slokas, but suddenly they can, like the flowing of the Ganges, they can repeat sloka after sloka after sloka that you are God. That you have to be born in a Brahmin family to become a Brahmin. They can just, like the wind, they can quote so many slokas to you. But Lord Chaitanya empowered the Gosamis, and we recite sometimes, you know. Nana Shastra Vichara Nipako Sadharma Samstapako. That they studied all the Shastras with the point of producing Sadharma, eternal religious principles. It is there in the Shastra, and it is natural that a son of a Brahmin will become a Brahmin, just like it is a good chance. Just like my father was a doctor, so I had a good opportunity to become a doctor. I can take advantage of his experience. You know, he set up a clinic, I can take over that clinic. So I have many advantages. But just by being born in the family of a doctor doesn't make me a doctor. I can't, as soon as my father dies, I can't take over his clinic, you know. Just like some guy, he saw this, somebody came with his donkey and he had a big lump in his neck. So the doctor, he felt around, then he took a big stick and he went whack, and that lump disappeared. So this guy was watching, well, this is so simple. So he put a big sign, doctor, and somebody came with his horse, and there was a big lump in the neck of the horse, and he took a big stick and whack, whack, and eventually the horse died. And the guy beat him up. So he ran back to the doctor. He said, "How did you do that?" He said, "Well, there was a watermelon stuck in the donkey's throat, or some type of melon was stuck in the donkey's throat, so I smelled." So without training and education, one cannot become a doctor just by banging out a sign or just because my father was a doctor. So Prabhupada is ramming this point over and over and over and over just to totally convince us that the only process, and actually Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he does the same thing every chapter. He may describe so many different things, but always at the end, just like he describes the whole yoga system to Arjuna. And Arjuna, who had much, he was a friend of Krishna. He was living in Dwapar Yuga, which was much better condition. So he had so many wonderful qualities. Oh, sinless Arjuna, he was sinless. We were sinful. We crashed Yamaraj's hard drive. But he said, wow, I can never do this. And then at the end, what does Krishna say? What is it? No. The end of that. Yogi nam api sarvesam magatena antaratmana sarvan bhajate jo maham asame yukta tamo mataha. That yogi nam, of all yogis, that one who sarvan bhajate jo maham, who's worship me with faith and devotion. Sama yukta tamo. Yoga means to link. It comes from the word yukt. He's the most closely united with me. So this process, everywhere, Krishna is also hammering at this point, just by devotional service. Abhaktyama mabijanati. That can only be known by the process of devotional service. So Prabhupada is also hammering this point, like Krishna. He's hammering to the same time. People, Swamiji, why are you criticizing all these people? Is I not criticizing? Krishna is criticizing. Avijanam nima mudha. Those who decry me as material, mudha. Krishna is telling. I'm not telling. Krishna is telling. You take up your argument with Krishna. So very poetically, in the very beginning, it described that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chinatanda, they've appeared like the sun and the moon together. We never see the sun and the moon. Well, sometimes we see, but the moon becomes very faint in the presence of the sun. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chinatanda, they're very bright, both of them. As Prabhupada says here in this purport, we're covered by this darkness of ignorance. So these two brothers, they have appeared to dissipate all that darkness. It's like as soon as the sun is there, the sun goes down, then everything becomes dark. We go in any city, we'll see 1 billion lights are on, still it's dark. And the sunrise is just one light, and you can't even see, even if somebody leaves the lights on, you still can't see. And moon also in the darkness, a full moon, just like we had just past the, they call it the harvest moon, because even the farmers can do the harvesting in the night also, because the full moon is there. It's like I saw staying at Brindakun, that before the rainy season, because when rainy season comes, everybody in that area, they plant rice. But before planting the rice, you have to plow up, because everything has been baked, the sun is over 50 degrees, 120 for you Fahrenheit weathers. It's just baked hard, so they come out and they plow the fields up. But it's daytime, it's so hot. But the full moon in the just before the rainy season starts, I couldn't sleep because all night long, everybody's taking advantage. The moon is there, they can see, they can plow the fields, it's nice and cool weather. So both of these brothers are like the sun and the moon together to dispel our darkness of ignorance and help us take up this eternal process, being situated in the real position of Krishna consciousness. Our hearts have become cleansed. Cheto darpana marjanam. We know that verse very well. Cheto darpana marjanam. It's like the beginning of that verse is Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaram. So this is the season sometimes we see, you see these, looks like some sort of a white lily in the garlands. I don't know if they're here, no, not today. But I saw the other day. This is the Kairava. the white lily. They only around this end of December, practically mostly October, they start coming. But now it's the end of September, so I'm starting to see some of these white lily-like flowers in the garlands. This is the Kairava. So this appears in this season right now. So this Cheto Dharvanamaja cleanses the heart. So that we give up this idea, first of all we're thinking everybody's got this idea that I'm going to be the topmost fellow man amongst all, I'm the topmost man amongst all my fellow men. We see it as a completely dog-eat-dog world. And just like Prabhupada described one time, I guess it was maybe France or somewhere, four classes of men. So some young kid in the audience says, so I assume you're the first class. Prabhupada said, no, I'm fifth class, because I'm the servant of all the other four. So everybody's thinking, spiritual master must be on top, but he's down below. He's holding up everybody else, serving everyone else. This is real spiritual master. Yahara prasadi e tamohaya nasha, tamo nasha kari kari tatvira prakasha. Wow. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that the people of the world will try to learn Bengali just to relish the sweetness of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Krishna's Kaviraj, he's supreme. He's put very simple language and very sweet. At the same time, deep philosophical truths are revealed. Just like sometimes you want to talk about deep philosophy, then you read all these big, big words and everybody... and if you make it very beautiful, then very difficult to talk about some deep philosophical truth. But Kaviraj Goswami, he has achieved sweetness and deep philosophical truth. If you know a little bit of Hindi, you can understand this Bengali. Jahara prasari e tamohaya nasha, tamo nasha kari, kari tatvira prakasha. Oh, so sweet. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, this darkness of ignorance is removed. Tamohaya nasha. Just let me know, Krishna told them, Bhagavad, pavitranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. So tamo nasha, all this ignorance is destroyed. And what happens? Tatvera prakash. Like you may have a friend, Indian friend named Prakash. Prakash means shining. Tatvara Prakash, giving the shining light of truth. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, this darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. Tatvara Prakash. Oh, so sweet. Tatvavastu Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prema Rupa. Nama Sankirtana Sabha Ananda Sarupa. Oh. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna, and loving devotion to Sri Krishna, exhibited in pure love, is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. Krishna consciousness is not just Anand, it's Paramanand. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna, and loving service to Krishna, exhibited in pure love, is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. So we're all chasing after some taste in this material world, but the best thing is the kirtan ras, this chanting, the congregational chanting of the holy name. This is the essence of all bliss. What is it saying? Sabha Ananda Sarupa. Nama Sankirtana. Sabha Ananda Sarupa. The text 97. Surya Chandra Bahirera Tama Tamaha Sevinashe Bahir Bastu Gata Pata Adi Se Prakashe. The sun and the moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. Hmm? As long as we're in darkness, everything, we cannot distinguish anything. Hmm? It's like, I don't know if you've ever been inside a cave. We were inside a cave one time. And as part of the guy the tour, so the guy turned out all the lights. You could, even if you put your hand in front of your face, you could not see your hand. You couldn't see anything. And he wanted us to hear the noises of the cave, and just experience complete darkness. And the only thing we heard was all those little children crying. He says, well, that's the most usual sound we get here. But if you come alone and turn out the lights, it's an amazing place. But as soon as the light comes on, then we see, oh, there's so many things. Yeah. So much variety is there. But before everything was one, now the light came and everything is revealed in its real form. The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. Text 98. Dui bai ridayera kishali andakara dui bhagavata sange karama satsakara. Satsakara. But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. And thus, they help one to meet the two kinds of bhagavats, persons or things in relationship with the personality of Godhead. So by destroying this ignorance, then they present to us the two types of bhagavats. One is this book bhagavat, and the other is the person bhagavat. And then we'll see, of the two, the person bhagavat is the most important because by his mercy we can understand the book bhagavat. Dui bhagavata sange karana sasatkara. Eka bhagavata bada bhagavata shastra ara bhagavata bhakta bhakti rasat patra. Of the bhagavats, one of the bhagavats is the great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. So dui bhagavata sange. One of those bhagavats is the great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. 100. Dui bhagavata dwara diya bhakti rasa tahara ridaye tanra prema haya rasa vasa vasa. Vasa, actually. Through the actions of these two bhagavats, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being, and thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under control of the devotee's love. So the actions of these two bhagavats, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being, and thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under the control of the devotee's love. Premahaya vasha. Vasha means to control. So Krishna, although he's the supreme controller, this is why he doesn't give bhakti very easily. Mukti bidarati karhijit sma bhakti yoga. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives liberation very easily. Sma bhakti yoga, but he doesn't give bhakti yoga very easily. It is only by the mercy of the person bhagavat that we get bhakti. And Krishna doesn't give it very easily. Just like material enjoyment, he gives Just to, all right, they're bothering so much. All right, good, take it. Mukti, they want, all right, take it, mukti. But devotional service doesn't give because he becomes Vasha under the control of his devotee. So he doesn't give that to just anyone and everyone. Someone may misuse. Just like in nectar devotion, one of the first things we learn, bhakti attracts even the all-attractive Krishna. Bhakti attracts even the all-attractive Krishna. So Krishna, he doesn't give bhakti very easily to anyone and everyone, or someone may misuse. So this bhakti is the great gift of the pure devotee of the Lord. Because by this process, even Krishna becomes controlled by his devotee. We're reading so many wonderful pastimes how Krishna loves his devotee so much. Now we have one more verse. Ekad bhuta samakale dohara prakasha ara adbhuta chitta guhara tamakarinasha. The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously, and the other is that they illuminate the innermost depths of the heart. The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously, and the other is that they illuminate the innermost depths of the heart. Chitta Guhara. Guhar, Gufa, means cave. We always say, in English, we say the core of the heart. But always in Sanskrit, it talks about the cave of the heart. Both meanings are the same. So this Adbhut. Adbhut means, just like we've heard the word, we learned this word from that Bhaktivinoda saw an Adbhut Mandir. Adbhut means astonishing, wonderful. So it is very wonderful that both of these brothers have appeared simultaneously. This is this nice verse. First wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously, and the other is that they illuminate the innermost depths of the heart. Just like Rupa Goswami has written that beautiful verse that's I can't remember how it starts. Sada Hridaya Kandare Spratu Va Sachinandana. That he gives us this blessing, the Sada Hridaya Kandare, in the cave of the heart, in the core of the heart. Sada Hridaya Kandare, Spuratus, become manifest. Va Sachinandan, that Sachinandan, may become manifest within the core of your hearts. This is the, this is Anarpitam. What is Anarpitam? Sada Vrijakandare Spuratu Anarpitam. This was not given before. For a long time, Chirag. For a long time, this has not been given. Anarpitam Chirim Chirag Karuna Avatirna Kalo. But in this Kali Yuga, there's a Karuna Avatar. Karuna Avatirna Kalo. Samarpitum. Before Anarp, we had that Anarp is not given. Samarpitam, but he's surrendering completely. Anarpitam. Samarpitam. What is that? Samarpitam? Ujala Utala Ujala Ujala Rasam Svabhakti Sriyam. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has defined rust as some very tasty thing. So unata ujala rasam, oh, it sounds so sweet. Unata ujala rasam sabhakti sriyam, the glory. He's giving this prema bhakti, the glory of his bhakti sriyam. Haripurata sundara duty sada kadamba sandipita. Purata means gold. He's shining with the luster of gold. Haripurata sundara duty, luster. Sandipita, he's shining. Kadamba sandipita. Not just shining a little piece of gold, he's shining a great piece of gold. Really, somebody was showing on Facebook the other day that in Dubai, with so many crazy people are there, somebody had a gold Mercedes. So astonishing. See, huge gold Mercedes. It was astonishing to see. So we can just understand the beauty of Lord Jesus. He was with his arms raised in the air. He's shining with like a great quantity. Kandamba means group, great or quantity. Great quantity of gold. Sarupa Goswami benedicts us. Sadaridya Kandare Spuratu. May that Sachinandan, that golden Sachinandan, be manifest always within your heart, in the cave of your heart. Kandara. So we'll stop here. If there's any questions, we can try to give some answers. Yeah, somebody the other day in class was telling her, Sarvabhauma, how Krishna manifested this braj in this material world for specifically for Radharani. And Radharani has manifested Mayapur specifically for Krishna. And Jagannath Puri is it says that even the residents of the heavenly planet see every resident of Jagannath Puri with four arms. So they're all, in one sense, they're all non-different. Still, each one has a different taste. Some people, they're just so enchanted with Mayapur. Some people are enchanted with Braj. And some people, like our Madhavananda, they're enchanted by Puri. So, but they're all, in one sense, they're all non-different. Still, there's a slight taste difference. Of course, we're partial to Braj. Sri Brajadama ki! Yes, somewhere back there there's a question. No, Prabhupada always emphasized this point of preaching the holy name. Is that actually the more you preach, holy Krishna consciousness is such a thing, the more you give it, the more you have. The more you give, the more, in the material world, the more, if you're just you're distributing something, then gradually it disappears. It comes to an end. But Krishna bhakti is such a thing, the more you give Krishna consciousness, the more you have. So we should be greedy. Prabhupada sometimes uses this word that we should be greedy, just like next devotions. One has to have strong desire. So that desire increases the more we give Krishna consciousness. This was Bhakti Siddhanta's desire. Bhakti Vinod, first of all, his desire. Says, when I see everyone is chanting the holy name, then my heart dances in ecstasy. And Bhaktisiddhanta also wanted this. And we see, here in Braj, there's so many people just only anxious for their own purification. I remember sometimes we used to have some very senior Vishwasis come to Prabhupada's a disappearance festival. Now they've all disappeared. But I saw one, he was actually the mayor of Vrindavan before, and he was talking about how Lord Chaitanya was a great devotee of God. So although for hundreds of years, Gaudiya Vaishnavas have been here in Braj, they never bothered the priest. Nobody knows who is Lord Chaitanya. Even very learned people of Braj, they think, oh, he was a great devotee. Hmm? There's like one time, there's one very famous sadhu. We had a wonderful program for Prabhupada's, in the evening one time, for Prabhupada's appearance day. And we had different people come and speak, and there was one very famous devotee of Lord Ram. And he was also saying that Lord Chaitanya, he was also saying the same thing, Lord Chaitanya is a great devotee. And Rajendraji Maharaj was here, and he stopped him and said, no, because he has his contact with Radharaman temple. So he said, no, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. He's not devotee, he's Krishna himself. So this is simply due to the lack of preaching, that nobody knows these things. The Lord has appeared, and well, everybody's just pretending to be gopi somewhere. But if you really want to have Radhabhav, Radharani, she's always trying to bring newer and newer friends to Krishna to please him. So those who are preaching, they're bringing more and more devotees to Krishna. So Krishna becomes very pleased. This is the real Radhabhav. So go out and preach Krishna consciousness, distribute books. This is the real Radhabhav. Okay? So there's no more questions. We'll fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's presented these two brothers who have appeared like the sun and moon to dissipate our darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada ki.